This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This was a whiz-bang day on Wall Street for the electric car maker Tesla, up about 4.3%. The company announced this morning it has resolved the trademark dispute over in China, that is to say, over in the world's biggest car market, with a guy who registered Tesla as a trademark before the company did. So there's that. Also, the company has started work on a huge new battery factory in Reno, Nevada. But capitalism being capitalism, that doesn't necessarily mean Reno's going to actually get the factory and its 6,500 jobs when all is said and done. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains.
Breaking ground just doesn't mean what it used to. Tesla started building in Reno, knowing all along its new gigafactory might not actually be completed there. On a recent earnings call, CEO Elon Musk said he might do similar construction on one or two other sites, maybe Arizona, California, New Mexico, or Texas.
On the Nevada side, at this point, the ball is in the court of the governor and the state legislature.
Tesla says it's worth some duplicate construction costs to get the factory up and running ASAP. But the carmaker also wants the host state to chip in 10% of the $4 or $5 billion the plant will cost. And if Reno won't ante up, Tim Bardick is an economist at the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research. He says shopping around for a good deal from states isn't unusual, but
it's pretty unusual for them to be actually starting construction on a site.
And Bardick says states should approach these types of deals with caution.
Incentives are not a free lunch. They do involve costly resources.
So local officials need to analyze what wages the company will pay or the suppliers it might work with. Josh Goodman researches tax incentives for Pew Charitable Trusts.
Until recently, most states weren't doing this kind of analysis. And sometimes, you know, they might do the analysis on a program that was getting attention because there was a lot of problems there.
But many states are wising up, Goodman says, passing laws and requiring reviews of their incentives to be sure their development dollars actually pay for meaningful development. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.